Beginning in January, it will be legal to sell recreational marijuana in California. And with that, Mendocino County is hoping to come to cannabis what Napa or Sonoma or even Temecula is to wine. Joining me now is Julie Johnson, cannabis reporter for the Santa Rosa Press Democrat. You can find her work at emeraldreport.com. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning.
Well, Julie, let's begin with an article you just published recently. It's about Flokana, the cannabis company, kind of high-end retailer that's up in Mendocino County. They just bought a winery. What are they planning on doing with this?
It is the site where Fetzer Wine got its start decades ago. And so there are there's probably 85,000 square feet of warehouse space available for production. So first, it's going to be a production hub. They're going to buy wet plants from farmers. They're going to dry it, trim it, manufacturing, testing. And then there are some old buildings that they want to refurbish eventually and gear towards inviting tourism once the recreational laws get settled.
What other tourism industries are we seeing pop up in Northern California?
Well, I've heard of tasting dinners. I think there's a lot of tourism happening, but it's happening in quiet, invitation-only settings. There is a Marin County couple who bought land in Sonoma County, and I met them at a business conference recently, and she was telling me about the dinners she's holding, yoga retreats geared towards people who are career-oriented, who live a luxury lifestyle and want a high-end cannabis experience. She was describing some of her clients as, you know, soccer moms who have high-powered jobs and like really good food and really good wine, and they also want really good cannabis.
Soccer moms seeking high-end cannabis. Julie Johnson from the Press Democrat, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.